And Station Houston on two, we saw your thumbs up. We are giving you thumbs up as well. We see it back online, so thanks for the help.
So Station Houston on two for timeline.
Kimia, go ahead on two.
William two, Kimia some.
I'm calling Houston. Houston, is it okay for me to start this NANORAC press pressure check a little bit early?
Hey, Kimia, no concerns. You can start that early.
Okay, thank you very much. Station on Space Ground 2 for NANORAC airlock.
We're with you on 2, go ahead.
I'm on step 9.12.4, and the pressure is 252.1. 252.1 and time at 735.
You copy all. Thanks for the data, Kimia.
Your support.
Sensation Space Ground 2 for potable water dispenser.
Hi, good.
We are finished with extruding water and we are ready for you to take down the system at your convenience. We'll put on the signs and not touch until you tell us that it's available again.
Sounds like a plan, Mike. We'll put that in work now.
Houston, airlock on two.
Fish, with you on two. Go ahead.
Yeah, just wondering if it's all right if I get an early start on the EMU water ops.
Hey, Chris, it looks like you guys completed the EMU swap, so we're go to start early if you are.
Awesome, thanks. Yep, I'll get that started.
Station Houston. Station Houston on two for Chris and water ops.
Right on two.
Chris, and you're... EMU water recharge step 1 is complete, so you can pick up in step 3.
I'll be picking up in step 3, thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for touch and water.
Good morning. I have completed step 2, procedure 2.735, and I'm ready for step 3, EDV number 1492 is empty.
Copy.
Copy. Houston Station on 2, transfer water.
Go ahead on 2.
I have completed step 3, procedure 2.735.
And Houston copies, and we see the transfer in work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Airlock Houston on 2 for Chris. Hey, Chris, just hoping you're not getting too dizzy there. I was just hoping for a status, and also a reminder, we do have an alternate CWCI if you need it. We know this degas can take a while. Yeah, Chris, we copy. We'll wait for that second opinion, but also if you're able to reduce the bubbles at all, we are very happy because you're right on the edge of that threshold anyway. With you on two. All right, Chris, great work. That is go for use. Go to continue. Yeah, we were just getting dizzy watching you, so I can only imagine what you feel like. Chris, go ahead. Okay, copy. Not observing any water flow. Give us a few minutes to think about that and get back to you. Airlock Houston on 2 for water flow.
Head on 2.
Hey, Chris. So the good news is our telemetry is showing good flow. We just think that there is not many bubbles in there, and that's why you're not seeing anything. So good news. You're go to continue.
Okay, copy. Yeah. All right. I'm seeing some bubbles move now. Yeah, there's some bubbles that are stuck in the adapter that are not moving, which is why I didn't see any flow, but I just saw one little bubble whiz by.
Okay, copy all. Go to continue.
Copy, go to continue.
Houston Station on 2 for transfer water.
Hey, Sergey. We see that the YDV fill is complete, so we can give you a go in step 6.1 of procedure 2.735.
Copy. Houston Station on 2, I complete step 6.1 and the system bypass valve. To
regulation
station position.
Okay, Sergey, we copy all. Your go to continue.
Copy
that. Airlock Houston on 2 for Chris at your convenience for UHF troubleshooting.
Go ahead on 2.
Chris, we're not seeing some UHF data from EMU 3005, the aft one. Can you check that if it's in low frequency, and then if so, switch it to the alt radio?
Try now. I just recycled the frequency switch. It didn't, it had like a, wasn't, it looked like it was in low, but it had a satisfying click when I gave it a little extra push to low. So give it a check now.
Copy that. We'll check right now. And Airlock Houston on 2, no response required. That worked. We see good data. Thank you. Copy. Thumbs up. Airlock Houston on 2. We see the dump complete, so you're go to pick up in step 49.
Copy, yep, and I see H2O water pressure stable at 0.1 and no flow observed. Continuing step 49.
Sounds like a plan.
Houston, airlock on 2.
With you on 2.
Yeah, I've completed step 74, and we've got the pumping going. Just a note on the IRU, the display, like the LCD display, is pretty dark. It looks like it's kind of like a little bit discolored. No missing characters or anything, but just a heads up.
Okay, Chris, we copy all. Thanks for that info. Station Houston on 2 for all crew. The portable bus is back online, so PWD is go for use.
Houston Station on 2. Thank you very much.
Station on Space Ground 2 for timeline.
With you on 2, go ahead.
I know for the my next activity, you need some like ground commanding, but is it possible for me to start that activity a little bit early?
WL, can we let us check some constraints first and get back to you on that?
Okay, understand. Thank you. No rush. I can do it on time as well, so thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and bladder removal and install.
Right on 2.
Hey, Kimia, so good news is we are go for you to start now or any time between the scheduled start time. And also the good news is that safing is in place per step 2.1 and then all the way down in step 2.15.1, so we can give you a go preemptively in both of those steps.
Okay, understand. Thank you very much. So you guys, you're ready to start. So I'm going to start this procedure now. Do you have, I have already go for step 2.1 through... which step? 2.15.1, maybe.
And give me a little bit of radicom here, but yes, 2.15.1 is the other step that you have to go for.
I understand. Thank you. Thank you very much. I understand. So I'm going to start this procedure from now. Thank you.
Sounds like a plan.
Houston, airlock on 2 loop scrub.
Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm at step 37 of 1.528 where it asks me to verify the status O2P on the DCM, but in step 7 with the battery replacement, it had me take the power on the UIA to off, and my power on my DCM is still in SCU, so the DCM is off OFF. I just wanted to check what my configuration should be or if I missed something.
Hey, Chris, that was on us. You did not miss anything, so we're going to work on some steps right now to read up to you to get it powered back on. Apologies.
No worries. Copy that.
Airlock Houston on 2 for Chris and forward plan.
Right on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, 60 seconds before short LOS, but I'll try to get this up. Step 1 would be to take EMU 3003's power to BAT. Then step 2 would have the UIA power to on for EV2 only. Then you verify the LED and that the voltage is between 18 and 19. And then step 3 would be to power to SCU on EMU 3003. And then finally, step 4 would be to put it in continuous data mode, and you can reference step 85 in your current procedure, 1.528. I know that's a lot, so we can also sync back after this LOS.
Copy that. Power to BAT, and then UIA, EV2, EMU power 2 to on, verify, I can verify LED, and then power to SCU, and then data to continuous mode. Houston, airlock on 2, just to close the loop.
Hey, Chris, that 2-minute LOS was at the perfect spot, but we're back with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I copied everything you said. It all made sense, so I executed those steps and continued on the procedure, and I'm on step 41 now.
Hey, fantastic news, and we're seeing good data on the ground. Thank you.
And Houston, airlock on 2.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking for the water processing jumper, serial number 1007, which for the story note, I'm looking for in CTB 1.0 CTB 1489, but I don't seem to see it there. I was wondering if you might have any ideas of where I could check for that.
We copy all. We will investigate finding an alternate location and get back to you. Houston on 2 for a jumper location.
Right on 2.
Hey, apologies. That one's on us. That should be in a Ziploc, not in the CTB or supposed to be, but in that same location of node 1 overhead 4 and the alpha 2 bravo 2 locker. So basically that same location where the CTV, but just outside of it.
Copy that. I'll check up there. Thank you. Houston airlock and 2, the jumper was there, so I've got it now. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good news. Appreciate it.
Houston airlock on 2 for the loop scrub.
Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, when I was looking at the connectivity analyzer, I accidentally connected measure 1 to the the connectivity analyzer measure 1 instead of measure 2. Would you like me to power off and swap it to measure 2, or is it okay to keep it on measure 1?
Copy, we're checking. And Chris, back with you. No impact there. You are go to keep it on measure 1.
Copy that, and apologies for the mistake.
Hey, no worries.
And Houston, airlock on 2 for step 59 of 1.528.
You are ready to copy.
I've got EMU scrubber, serial number 1009, and water processing jumper 1007 connected to EMU serial number SN003.
Good numbers. Go to continue.
Go to continue.
To station 2 for water sample, step 2.1.
Xena, with you on 2. Yeah, so Xena, we're going to need about 10 more minutes to get safing in place there. You can either hop over to the safer VRT activity, or we can even offer up the PBA relocate, or you can hang out for 10 minutes. Totally your call, and apologies.
Well, no worries at all. That sounds great. And then whenever we get there, I see the XTP note that in step 2.1, fill quantity is 500 to 800, and then 2.1 says check MCC. Should I just trust 500 to 800, or was there a specific number within that?
Yeah, great question. The fill quantity note of 500 to 800 is correct. And, of course, you need to check for safing, which is not in place yet. We'll need about 10 minutes for that.
Perfect. You got it. And no worries on the 10 minutes. I'll be back later.
That looks like a plan.
Houston, station on loops, on 2 for loop strip.
Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, GMT is 1042, and I've got a 70-minute timer started. And we've got an initial connectivity measurement of 0.06.
E copy all. Thanks for the report.
This is Station Paul Space Ground 2 for Brian, Professor Brother Chica.
Give me a good.
With Mike Sun's great help, Brother QD has made it. Task complete.
Okay, give me a copy all and just get ahead. The safing is in place for your next activity, so we're ready for you to perform that.
Okay, I understand. So I'm going to do this from now. Thank you. Thank you for your flexibility.
Step airlock on 2. Just checking the camera view. And 73.
Hey, Chris, we like the view. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. I'm continuing in step 74.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike and Food Consolidate at your convenience.
Matt, good to hear your voice. Hello. How can I help? Instagram 2.
Mike, great hearing your voice as well. In Food Consolidate Part 2, we saw your note in step 2.02. All look good other than number U6987. Just wanted to double check with you that that's not a typo.
Okay. I see that on the stowage of my crew comments. I really, really, really appreciate the double check. I will go and look inside the MO2 bag and confirm that it is either U6987 or not. We will let you know.
Thank you very much.
So station calling Space Ground 2 for recycle tank 3.
Go ahead on 2.
I'm on step 2.14. UPA is configured for recycle tank 3. Thank you.
We copy. Thank you.
Station on 2 for Food Consolidate.
Hey, Mike, we got a 20-second cheaters handover coming up. I'll catch you on the other side.
6982, not 6987. Over.
Hey, Mike, back with you. We did copy that number. That number does exist in IMS, so appreciate you taking a look.
And on 2, copy that, Matt. Thank you. And Kimi Hassan and I were just talking about how our crew is always helping each other, and I think what we really meant was not just the four of us or the seven of us, but being our teammates on the ground. So really, the extra set of eyes are helpful. Thank you.
Hey, that's what we're here for. Appreciate it.
Station on 2 for Food Consolidation.
Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, so I made it to the end of step three. Everything is I made crew comments for all the serial numbers. Again, appreciate all the double checks. I'm looking at, and I think you can maybe see the camera, the MO2 bag 1090, which is the Russian segment temporary food transfer for January 2026. That is a full MO2 bag. There is no more room at the inn, and I'm looking forward on the stow track, steps 4, 5, have us put more things in here. I'm going to just say, I'm sorry, there's just, we can't. So we'll have to think about that. I think the next time we're doing food consolidation is with Kimia at the end of the day. I'll pass on the word to him, but maybe by then there'll be an alternate plan.
Yeah, Mike, copy all and copy. You'll pass on the words to Kimia. In the meantime, we will work on an alternate plan. So thanks for bringing that to our attention.
And also, I think maybe there are more Bob's bulk overwrap bags than y'all were thinking. Double check again my serial numbers, but I think this is what, you know, what we have is what we wrote. And in the meantime, I'm going to keep this RS food transfer MO2 bag on node 1 overhead 2.
Copy, node 1 overhead 2. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for a quick follow-up on the breakfast Bob situation.
We are ready for the quick follow-up.
It's going to be quick. Chris just reminded me that all of our cereals are numbered.
You like it, Mike? Good one. And technically, Chris. Yep, good joke, Chris.
Houston Station 2 for water sample.
Hey, Zena, appreciate the patience. We can give you the go. Safing is in place in step 2.1 for your water sample activity.
Happy go. Thank you so much.
So, good morning on Space to Ground 2 from your favorite international space station. And I have a couple things for you. The first is about plant habitat.
Mike, consoles with you on 2. Go ahead.
Good morning. Great to hear your voice up here. Hi to everyone on Orbit 1 Shift. For plant habitat hardware gather, item number 5, for the life of me, I couldn't find that Ziploc bag that was supposed to be empty and it said light blanket. So is there another place it could be, or can we use a different Ziploc bag?
Hey, Mike, you can just go ahead and make a new Ziploc bag for that one.
All right, happy to do that. When I see the light blanket, I will guesstimate the size unless you have a quick answer for that one.
Mike, sorry, no quick answer at the moment. We'll do some digging, but if you get to it before we do, you can use whatever size works.
Absolutely. Thank you. That gives us some flexibility up here. Second thing is for the next task, which is the made in space manufacturer. We're going to decommission it, I guess, and put it away today, or at least put it away. The Columbus camcorder is up and active. Welcome aboard if you're not here already.
We are there, and we're ready whenever you want to start.
Mission Houston on 2 for Chris and Loop Scrub at your convenience.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, the 70-minute timer has expired, so we wanted to give you the option to get a jump start on the iodination, or we can keep it at the scheduled time. Totally up to you.
Yeah, sure. I can really quickly knock out the iodination. Yeah, that sounds perfect to me. Thanks.
Sounds like a plan.
And Houston Airlock on 2, quick question.
Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, in step 91, it's having me disconnect the DC power cable from the conductivity analyzer. When I found it was all connected and bundled. Do you mind if we just leave it like that? It seemed bundled pretty nicely.
Chris, no issues. You can leave it bundled.
Copy that. Houston Station on Space to Ground 2 for biocide filter and cooling scrub.
Put you on 2.
Okay, I've got Bioside Filter 1010 ready to connect. I almost connected it by accident, but I think we're ready to go.
1010 is a good number. Go to continue.
Copy, go to continue, and it's connected in the loop.
Be copy.
Spin airlock on 2.
We're listening.
So I'm in step 131. This time is 12:10. However, I am noticing be a small leak at the QD alpha connection to the biocide filter. It looks like it's building up a little bit of water. And just was thinking I might try to disconnect and reconnect that.
Hey Chris, we like that offer to disconnect and reconnect. Your go.
Yep, let me take a look at that and let you know if that fixes it. And Houston Airlock on 2, I've got that QD alpha to biocide filter connection reseated and dried off. I'm just going to give it a few minutes to make sure there's no more leaking.
Copy. It sounds like a plan.
Vessel station, space to ground 2 for a quick question on bubble wrap.
Go ahead for bubble wrap, Mike.
Yeah, it is the season, right? I guess, or season for returns. Let's see. So step 2.5 says wrap manufacturing device in 2 layers of bubble wrap, and then we're going to label it. This bubble wrap that I'm first off is a little surprised to just be asked in the middle of procedure to grab some bubble wrap, but no problem. We aim to please. But I got this, not a bubble bag, but this extra thick bubble wrap like this, and most things that come up in space have bubble, you know, they have one layer of this. So my question is, with this thicker bubble wrap, do you still want 2 layers? And no problem if you do. Just seeing if one layer will be enough.
And Mike, we're discussing it down here. Give us just a second.
Soul Station on 2, did you call back?
Yeah, I was just letting you know we were talking it down here, but I actually have an answer for you. As long as you think one layer of bubble wrap will protect it while it's in that CTB for return, we are good with your assessment if you want to just use that one layer of that thick bubble wrap.
Okay. Yes, I will definitely use my very best judgment, and we respect the hardware up here so very much, and I'm a fan of 3D printing, but we will definitely make sure it is securely ensconced so that it has a safe trip home.
Sounds good to us. Thanks.
Houston Airlock on 2 for loop strip.
Get you on 2.
I've completed through steps 132, and I don't see any more signs of water leaking out of any of those connectors with the biocide scrubber and the QD alpha. So I think I am complete with my portions of this procedure. I wanted to hand it off to you. I will stay close by and just give it another once over in a few minutes to make sure there's no additional water building up.
Copy. No more leaking thus far, and you'll stand by for a bit. We appreciate all the help today, Chris.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thanks for helping me make sure I've got a good suit for a couple weeks from now.
Hey, that's what we're here for. Houston on 2 for Xena. No response required now. Before you leave the airlock, can you just give us a call for some PCS airlock help?
Happy to help. And I see the airlock PCS has disconnected. Want me to try reconnecting?
That is a firm. You read our minds. And Xena, while you're doing that, we're thinking it was probably just a simple cable kick that got disconnected there while you're troubleshooting.
I think that's exactly what's going on. The USB 1553 adapter is right where I'm working.
Yep, we noticed that via the downlink. And Xena, we see it back online. Thank you.
No problem.
And Mike, Huntsville Space to Ground 2, that looks like a beautifully wrapped stalker. So we'll take that, and we appreciate the scrap bubble wrap scrounging.
No problem. We want to make sure that it's home safely. Thanks for the call. That was perfect timing on your part.
Hey, Mike, Houston with you on 2. Once you're done with your current activity, could you just give us a quick call? We think we found the reason why that bag was full for food consolation.
Hey, Matt, I'm still wrapping up a package here, but I actually do have some bandwidth to listen. If you need me to write anything down, I might not be able to do it, but I am interested to see how this mystery is progressing. So if you have a few seconds, I'm happy to listen. If not, we'll call you back in a little bit.
Hey, yeah, if you're listen-only mode, that is fine. We think with that step 2.02, the wording was a little bit confusing where we said gather any side dish bob, and what that really meant was quantity 1, just one side dish bob, the use-by date before of 4:30. For your note, you wrote down four different ones, which of course would explain why that MO2 bag was full, because it was only expecting one and it got three extra. Does that kind of match what you're thinking?
Okay, yes. I think I misunderstood that. I think you wanted just to grab one bob, so I can put the rest back where I got them from, and we can rearrange that, no problem. But thank you for the clarification. I know a lot of languages, but I still have trouble sometimes. So thank you.
And Mike, no worries there at all. And we haven't had StowTrack sync up for the subsequent steps yet, but we're thinking there may be a couple of other steps where we said quantity one, but maybe a few extra got in there. And then long story short, more than happy to have Kimia take care of that during his schedule activity later on. And if you want to help him out, that's more than fine, but we just want to make sure we're respectful of your timeline.
Well, I appreciate the respect, and we're all trying our very best here, trying to finish off this wonderful year on a strong note. So Kimia-san and I, as always, with the Expedition 74, Explore 74 methodology, we'll be sure to help each other. So we'll make sure we get it done the way that you like, and I'm sorry for misreading the StowTrack.
Hey, Mike, no worries at all. Thank you.
Mike, I'm still on too. That looks great to us. Thanks so much.
And Huntsville Station for Manufacturing Device Stow. I have a question, and maybe it's just a language thing. I seem to have some language processing going on today.
And Mike, sorry, I caught myself in a handover. Huntsville's with you on too. Go ahead.
Actually, I think we've been working together so long that I actually anticipated your answer, and I think I got the question answered. We have a 4.0 CTB, and I'm going to label it and put this away for the stowage note. If I have further questions, I'll be sure to let you know. I'm thinking I haven't put it into the 4.0 yet, but 4.0s are getting a little scarce up here. This might easily fit into a 3.0 CTB, but I'll let you know when we get there. And thanks for your patience.
And mine comes on, too, at your convenience for that 4.0.
Go ahead on Spacegram, too.
Yeah, we agree with you that it might fit in a 3.0, but we would prefer a 4.0 if you can find one. We'll talk to our return stowage folks and see if we're planning on putting anything else in that 4.0, so we're unsure if they're planning for return. So if you can't find another 4.0, just let us know, but that is our preference. Oh, and we see you right there. Thank you. Like, we copy that config. If you could leave it as is for now, and if we ever need to change how it is, we'll let you know.
Yes, indeed. We have been working together. You totally have read my mind, and I totally agree. So we'll do that, and we'll label this properly and stow it for the stowage note.
That sounds perfect, Jeff.
And Huntsville Station, my apologies to payload stowage. I did see when I read carefully the stowage note that there was bubble wrap and scrap foam, so I could have seen that ahead of time. So thank you. It should not have been a surprise. So I retract my words, even though Xena sometimes says there's no go backsies. I'm going back on that one. So thank you. And salute to payload stowage.
And Mike, we'll take a go backsies. It especially counts in this weird time between Christmas and New Year's where nothing is real and time doesn't exist. So, we'll take it.
So, Station 2 for Melfi.
Hey, Tina, go ahead for Melfi.
Morning. Wondering if there's any chance I could take care of the ice brick inserts a little bit early, or quite a bit early.
I can't give you quite a bit, but I can give you a little bit. The earliest I can give you is 1300 for those.
1300, copy, and no problem at all.
Station Houston on 2 for Xena and recycle tank fill.
Xena on 2?
Hey, Xena, only since we heard you call Huntsville, we can also offer up the recycle tank fill activity on your timeline at 1535. You can start that early if you desire at any time. Just want to throw that out there.
Some copy all. I may do that.
Copy all. We'll be here if you need us.
Station 2 for recycle tank.
We're with you on 2.
Yeah, we'll take you up on that, and I think it was implicit, but just checking in step 3.1.2, looking for your go.
Yep, you have our go in step 3.1.2.
Happy end, thank you. Sensation 2, recycle tank.
With you on 2?
Yeah, the brine supply line QD is demated from the bladder QD, and the fill drain valve position is in fill, and the UPA fill drain valve compressor port cap is uncapped.
We copy all. Good config. Thanks, Gina.
Thank you, guys.
Spin. Airlock on 2 for loop scrub.
Chris, Houston's with you on 2. How are you?
Doing great. I'm just picking up in the procedure and wanted to just make sure that we're all set in step 136.
We are all set, Chris. You have our go to step into the procedure, and we're ready for you in step 136.
Copy that. All right. I am continuing and heading into step 137.
You got it. With you in 137. Airlock Houston 2, Chris, and stowage note Delta, if you have a moment.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris. I think I might know where you're going with this.
Most likely. So the stowage note Delta I have for you specifically relates to lines 10, 11, and 12 in the stow note. Working with Node 1, Overhead 4, Alpha 2, Bravo 2. There's a challenge, as you might be discovering, to fit all of those things inside the water processor CTB. So the delta is we would like to have you stow lines 10, 11, and 12, the Ziploc bag, the EMU water processing jumper, and the towel outside, so adjacent to the water processing kit, serial number 1489. Yes.
Yep, copy that. And that was how I found it. This EMU water processing jumper, serial number 10, 11, and 12. Yeah. So the water processing jumper was outside of that EMU water processing kit, and that CTB 1489 is full. Did you also say 9 as well?
Negative. Chris should be just line 10, 11, and 12.
Copy that, yeah. That was how I found it. Yeah, I was going to suggest the same thing because, you can't fit anything else in 1.0 1489.
Roger, perfect, thank you.
Sensation on 2.
Hey, Mike, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead, and how are you?
You sound a lot like my friend Gunny. Hey, Gunny, welcome aboard and welcome to Orbit 2. I didn't get a chance to say welcome earlier. And Happy New Year in Japan, Scuba is celebrating. So Kimiya-san looks great. But really look forward to working with y'all today. Thank you. And I'm doing great. I'm glad to be up here with my awesome crewmates. How are you?
Good. We got no gripes on the ground. Appreciate the forward flip. That was a forward flip. Yeah, yeah. Heck yeah. No, happy New Year to Scuba as well, and we're excited to work with you, Mike. And a backflip, you're spoiling us now.
Get back at you. I think that's like a side flip. I don't know. Anyway, good to see you guys, and good to be working with you. And more to come.
Oh yeah, thunderous applause.
Houston Station 2 for condensate bus sampling.
Christina, Houston is with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, I've got the sample bag connected to the condensate sample port after purging it, and the water is coming out really, really slowly. It seems to have plateaued and or possibly stopped at about 200 mils, maybe less.
Stand by one. Zena, Houston, back with you on 2.
Thank you.
Hey, Zena. So we're seeing that the tank's pretty close to the neutral point. So our current recommendation at the moment is to pause the sample. We'll have you temp stow that bag for now, and then in about 30 minutes or so, once the tank has had some time, we'd like to try again, if that's okay. So we'll reconnect it for more. How does that sound?
Absolutely. That's totally okay. I've got the sample paused. I'll disconnect the bag, temp stow for later.
Copy all. Thanks, Zena.
Anytime.
Sensational 2 for stow track and food consolidate.
Mike, Houston's back with you on 2, pulling up stow track for food-consolidate.
Food-consolidate exclamation point. There was a little misconfusion on my part earlier. Matt set me straight, so I just wanted to report that if stow track is, if you guys have it available on the ground, all of the serial numbers that I've now updated in the stow track notes are for sure in the MO2 bag 1090, and we're in a good handover spot for UE-san.
Copy, Mike. We see those updates, and we're tracking that as new worries. No worries, not new worries. You understand.
You know what you're getting with me, man. All right, so I did an inventory, and the MO2 bag 1090 has exactly what we've written in the stow notes, so we're all set. and thanks for your patience.
Houston copies. Thank you.
Houston, airlock on 2.
Airlock, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Again, I just wanted to give you guys a heads up that I finished the loop script deconfig procedure and the LCVG
sale. Copy all, Chris. Thank you.
And to Houston, airlock on 2 for an LCVG serial number report.
Chris, Houston is with you on 2. Go for that report.
I've got LCVG serial number 3337 attached to the EMU on the forward ETA, which is serial number 3003.
Numbers, Chris. You have our go to continue.
Go to continue. Continuing at step 39.
Picking up in 39. Roger.
Sensation 2 for comm config.
Tina, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead for comm config.
Hey, I neglected to set a 30-minute timer. What are your thoughts on trying again?
Tina, our timer is showing we have about 5 minutes to go. So give it another 5 minutes, and we'll try then if that's okay.
Just can't wait to condensate. That sounds great. I'll wait 5.
Oh, snap. You gotta warn us before you pull that out. Thanks, Zena. Lock Houston on 2 for Zena and the condensate bags.
With you on 2.
Hey, Zena, our 5-minute timer is up. We're ready when you are to continue.
Copy. Thank you. Houston Station 2, condensate.
Tina, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Denny, I got a little bit more water. Not much. Any recommendations here? Should I wait longer? Is the longer I wait better?
Zena, just curious. Did you see it coming out at the same rate, or was it a little bit faster than previous, perchance?
It did seem a little faster than previous, but then petered out pretty quickly. The follow-on, it came out at about the same rate as when I was purging the original 10 mils. And then the first time by the time I connected the bag, it was already coming out pretty slowly. And so this time I connected the bag without doing that initial purge, and it came out at the same rate as the 10 mil purge.
Okay, copy that, Zena. How much would you say is in there right now?
My best guess is maybe 200 mils total. I think it's still shy of that, though.
Roger, we're discussing. Standby. Zena, Houston, back with you on 2.
With you.
So we talked about it for a moment, and we're thinking what we'd like to try is have you attach the bag, let it go for a bit, come back in 20 minutes after the PTV EVA activity on your timeline, and give it another check. We're understanding that it's at about 200 milliliters right now, and we're really looking for about 500 to achieve mission success. So what do you think?
I like that plan. I'll come back after the photo TV, and I'm also totally happy to keep checking on it during ARED, T2, whatever, since I'm right here.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, we know it's a little late, but we think you're doing great with the condensate.
Thanks, mate.
Nice.
Took the bait.
You're here.
Sensation on 2 for ISO.
Mike, Houston is with you on 2 for ISO.
Yeah, so Ziplocs are one of our favorite things, and we've been using them at the rate needed by our procedures. We are running out in our pantries, so we wanted to see where our Ziploc warehouses were. That includes the small, medium Ziplocs as well as the large Ziploc warehouses. We've checked IMS, we checked our stowage page. Well, we're running up, we just can't seem to find it, but we know that ISO knows everything.
We appreciate that, and we're checking. We'll let you know when we have a good location for those.
Okay, thanks. So, from the Japanese pressurized module, Kibo, on Spacetogram 2.
We are with you on 2, Mike. Happy New Year's Eve.
Well, here in Japan, already New Year's, so Happy New Year's from Jim. But back in Huntsville, Happy New Year's Eve. Great to be working with you. I'm about to set up Jim Camera 2, and looking forward to all of your help and working together to get Plant Habitat 2 torn down and ready for transport.
Sounds good. Looking forward to working with you today, and I will be watching over your shoulder.
Fantastic. Do not hesitate to call out. We want to get this right the first time.
Copy and concur.
If you don't get it right the first time, there's a second and third times, too. Third time, sometimes the charm.
Soul Station on 2, Gem Camcorder 2 is up and running. You should be able to get a good view, and I'm going to start now with step number 2.
And we do see you on the downlink, and we're ready to go.
Houston, Station on 2 for an airlock stowage question.
Chris, Houston is with you for airlock stowage. Go ahead.
Yeah, so looking at my stowed-out, and I'm looking for canister serial number 5, and it says it's in a 1.0 CTV labeled EMU Medox number 2, serial number 5140. However, I'm looking in the airlock stowage panel, and there are two EMU Medox CTVs. There is a 1.0-5140, but it's labeled EMU Medox number 1 as opposed to number 2. And there's also an EMU Medox number 2, which is 1.0-5046. I can look through both of them, but I just wanted to let you guys know there's a little naming discrepancy here.
Hey, Chris. So after talking about it with the team here, we're tracking that you should go for the one labeled Medox container number 2. Should be in 5146 CTB. Correction, 5046 CTB.
See that, yep. Medox number 2, 5046. Yep, that tracks. Thanks.
Copy, Chris. And then most importantly, could you make sure that we have Medox 5? We're hoping to see you pull it out there, but Medox 5.
See that, and we'll go.
Thank you, sir. Chris, Houston on 2. We are very happy to see Medox number 0005.
You have beautiful penmanship, Mike.
I think it's one of my two redeeming features.
Do I want to ask what the other one is?
My wife would say it's not because I'm a good dancer, although I think I'm not that bad, but she said that's not one of my redeeming features.
I'll bet you're a better dancer in microgravity. You got lots of giggles down here.
Soul Station on 2 for plant habitat.
With you on 2, Mike.
Yes, I'm on step number 5. I haven't done it yet. I've reviewed everything, so I think we have a good plan. And before I ask my question, I just want to compliment the procedure writer or writers. They did a great job in telling us what to do very clearly, so thank you. It's truly appreciated. It makes these things work. I do have a question on 5.2.2. Is I'm looking for a QD cap, and I don't see... I'm going to look harder and carefuler, but I'm looking for QD caps, and I think they should be here. I just don't see them yet.
And copy that. We are checking.
Should look harder and not ask right away. I found QD caps for both the supply and return for the express rack, so I'm in good shape. Thanks for your patience.
No, thanks for making our job easier. I've had one of those days today as well.
Well, hopefully that's all behind us, and we're looking forward to getting rid of it all for this year so that next year is so awesome.
Houston Station 2 for condensate update.
Gina, Houston's with you on 2, so go ahead, why don't you?
I can report full success here. Condensate sample valve is closed. Go for ground recovery steps. And then one question for the time that I record. Do you have a preference, or should I just record this most recent time when I stopped?
Copy, Zena. Please record the most recent time when we stopped. That would be great.
Copy, Wilco.
Houston, airlock on 2.
Chris, Houston is with you. Go ahead.
I am complete and am working on now step 87 in 1.525 for the LCVG waterfill, and I think the rest of the steps are for you guys, so I just wanted to hand it off to ground.
Copy, Chris. We'll take it from here. Thank you for your hard work. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate everything to making sure these EMUs are in tip-top shape. Thanks.
You know it. Thank you.
And Huntsville Station on Space Ground 2 for Step 5.3 for plant habitat.
We are with you, Mike.
Okay. I have the female... hold on one second here. The unstick tool. And I'm holding it steady, and I'm rotating the QD collar to hard stop, and I am not getting any water out. I was just wondering if that's expected or not, or if I'm doing something incorrectly.
And, Mike, that is expected. The towel was just in case.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Houston station on spacecraft 2 for elevator change up.
Yeah, Houston on 2. We can pass you go in procedure 2.900. Go in step 3.1.
I have a go for procedure 2.900 or step 3.1. And for step 3.3, the new elevator serial number is 1487.
1487, that's a good number. Thank you, Kimia. And then additionally, we wanted to ask you while we have you, from the daily summary question, do you happen to know, were you able to find the extra CTBs that were at PMM Deck 0?
Actually, I missed one other 1-point CTB with Hulop 1-point CTB, so that's why I just thought that's low in inventory. But I think we are good now.
Okay, copy that. Thank you, Kimia. Appreciate it.
And if I'm remembering correctly, we had too many, like, 1.0 CTB, and I think Johnny-san and I put some of the CTBs to end the cones, so we have plenty. Thank you. I just, because of your answer, just remembered. Thank you very much.
Roger, that's perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Kimia.
The station has fallen space around 2 for Mike and Plant Hab. When you get a chance, could you please angle the camera down a little bit so we could watch these disconnects? Yes, that's exactly the area we needed to see that you were pointing
to. Sorry about that. Is this a little better? And I can also zoom in. Sorry, I stepped on you. I apologize. It's my two left feet when dancing or talking. Go ahead.
No problem at all, Mike. It's my fault for not better anticipating your call. But yes, the area that you were pointing to is what we were looking for, so this is a good view.
Yeah, that's also kind of a thing that I do, at least here on station, is that I point to it so I can see it in the camera, so make sure I got the right field of view. Sometimes it's hard to see that small screen. All right, we're continuing, and we did step 6.2, and we're working on step 6.3.
Copy that. Thanks again.
Station on Spacecom 2 for elevator change-off.
Kimia, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
I'm on step 3.10, and unit transfer compressor hose, the green one, is connected to Palacha WNA on LFA, and that's complete.
Houston copies. Thank you. Additionally, Kimia, if you have a second.
Thank you.
If you have a second, I also have a request for assistance for you, if you have a moment.
Problem. Go ahead.
We're seeing that the iWiz RSU is offline at node 1, port 2. Could we have you check the upstream cobalt brick from that, serial number 1320, and make sure it is powered on? If it's off, OFF, please restore the power. Additionally, please make sure that the antenna there is into the volume. After doing that, if you see the power isn't restored on that power chain, please power cycle that RSU. What do you think?
I'm going to check RSU power chain, and if it is off, just power it on, and if it is already on, I'm going to power cycle. Please come by.
Good read. Thank you.
So station, space to ground 2, real quick question for the bottom of step 6.6.
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, the request is the procedure says, to place the water hose in a Ziploc bag and then wrap with two layers of bubble wrap. We actually have bubble bags, which are bubble wrap bags, and I was wondering if a bubble wrap bag would suffice to be a two layers of bubble wrap and a Ziploc bag, or would you like a Ziploc bag and a bubble wrap bag?
And Mike, we copy your question. We are verifying. I'll be back with you in a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Station on Space Ground 2 for the cold brick location and serial number question.
Kimia, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Sorry, I just forgot to memo that, so take a note for that. So could you repeat the location and also serial number for that bricks again?
Copy that, Kimia. Location is node 1, port 2. The cobalt brick serial number is 1320. And the RSU serial number is 1034.
Okay, thank you. Node 1 port 2, serial number is 1320, and device serial number is 1034. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Mike and Bubble Bags.
So
North Houston calling space on 2 for RSU.
Give me a Houston's back with you on 2. Go ahead.
Everything looked nominal for our end, but as you told us, we power cycled bricks and also RSU, so please take the indication from the ground.
Copy that, Kimia. We'll check. Thank you kindly for the help.
Thank you very much.
And Huntsville Station on 2, I'm all ears.
And Mike, we like your suggestion of using a bubble bag instead of a Ziploc with bubble wrap. We would request that you use 2 bubble bags for each water hose. So you will need 4 total because you will be placing water hose number 2 in bubble bags in step 6.9.
Thank you for that heads up, because I've been kind of going piecemeal here, and it's slowing things down, and I apologize, but that was really helpful, and I will bubble bag both of them. Thank you.
You're welcome, and no apologies necessary.
Huntsville Station on 2, just wanted to sync up, and I have a quick question for you.
We are ready with your question.
Great. So far, so good. We are taking our time a little bit to get here. I would like to say that, real quick, is for all these little bags I've been putting with individual hoses and cables, I was wondering if we could, if there's any chance to double up on any of them. And in any case, that's okay if it's not. Just trying to save some bubble wrap bags. And secondly, are all these things going in, where are they all going to? Because it's I'm temporary stowing, but I'm running out of temporary stowage place. If you could let me know which CTB they're going into so that I can start packing them a little bit ahead of time.
And Mike, we're checking on the doubling up on some of the items, but all of them will be stowed in 3 separate return bags per the stow note.
Yeah, okay, I didn't look that far ahead in the stow note, so I will keep temporary stowing till the temporary stowing's done.
Copy that. And Mike, one go back regarding the doubling up. And Mike, sorry, we got caught in a handover, but you can double up on air hose 1 and 2, and that's in step 8 if it's not too late. And also, if your temp stow locations are getting a bit full, you could jump ahead and move some of them to the CTBs for return. We were just trying to keep you moving in a logical order, but didn't think about all the bags that were going to be accumulating throughout this activity.
Well, I surely appreciate it, and thank you. I did not get to step 8 yet. I'm just about there, so the air hose doubling up is a really a fantastic breakthrough, so thank you very much. And yes, I think we'll just keep temporary stowing. We're almost there, and then we'll logically put them in order. And we know there's a lot of thought that goes into all these procedures, and we're grateful.
Thanks for those words.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Kimia and the cycle tank drain.
It's on 2.
Hey, Kimia. Regarding the recycle tank drain, we're seeing that we didn't get a complete fill with the recycle tank drain, so we'd like to ask you to report the current status of the fill drain valve. Additionally, if you would report the compressor configuration for us, that would help us out with our data check that we're doing.
Okay, understand. Please stand by.
Thank you, Kenley.
This is Station on Space Ground 2 for UPF fill drain valve configuration.
Kimia, Houston is back with you on 2.
Right now, the valve is in fill, F-I-L-L. Red hose compressor port is disconnected, and other QD41-box slot is connected.
Kimia, would you please verify that the compressor hose port is uncapped?
That red one is disconnected. So red hose and compressor port, red one is disconnected. I'm not sure this is right configuration or not.
Kimia, Houston on 2, please go ahead and uncap the red cap. Yeah, you said the
uncap compressor port caps.
You did say the red one was capped, correct?
Yeah, that's actually now, yeah, that's kept and now uncapped.
Okay, copy. We understand the red cap is now uncapped. That is a good config.
Okay, sorry. Thank you for actually telling me that. Actually, when I see this during my LAB swap, this one was uncapped, so I just capped. It was initially, I thought that's not the right configuration. Sorry about that.
No worries. We're looking good now. Thank you kindly.
Okay, thank you very much for checking.
Danny, noticing the configurations like that makes you a great cap.
No cap? Isn't like no lie?
Oh, you're a great Capcom, and you have great cap ability, and my cap's off to you.
We'll have to put a cap on that. Thanks, Mike.
Solicitation on 2 for stowage.
With you on 2.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm looking at I'm at the plant hab facility teardown 1 stowage note, and I'm just running a few minutes behind here, but we got this, no problem. And I'm just looking at the item number 3, and I'm just trying to think. We want to put the acoustic blanket into the Lab 1S4 with the 36-inch by 36-inch Ziploc. I'm just trying to make heads and tails of item number 3. I appreciate the help.
And that's correct, Mike. The 36 by 36 Ziploc bag with the acoustic blanket will go in that 4.0 CTB that should be at lab starboard 4.
Absolutely. I just didn't see that it said that it had the acoustic blanket in it, so now I got it. Thank you. Soul Station, Spacegram 2.
We're with you on 2, Mike.
Ready for some more fun with the removing growth chamber hardware.
And Mike, we have been talking down here just since we're nearing the end of the day to see if we can find you some off-ramps out of this activity instead of insisting that you complete it before your New Year's celebrations. So if you want to get started, feel free, but know that if we don't make it through the entire activity today, it's not that much of a concern.
Thank you, and I sure appreciate it, and y'all are just so nice. I'd like to say that what got us before was the bubble wrap, but we solved that, and everything's put away for to go home, so I'm very happy about that. I think we can get through this one. I have some little time afterwards, and thank you for thinking the off-ramps, but I'll just speed it up just a little bit.
Copy that, and we'll still be looking over your shoulder and try to keep you on track. And much love and appreciation from down here, too.
And Huntsville Station, Spaceship Ground 2, talking about speeding things up. I'm on step number 4, and it looks like the sensor controller, which is the data cable 11, was already moved from J703, and J703 is has been capped on tape.
And we copy all that. Sounds good. Thanks for the report.
Okay. But it looks like the rest of the data cable is connected to J704, and that is, I can't do the wrap the data cable and bubble wrap and temporarily stow without removing J704. So it looks like the previous person or procedure removed the one end of the cable but not the other, and I think that's the intent. Standing by.
And we are checking. And, Mike, the intent is to remove data cable 11, so you have a go to go ahead and disconnect it.
That, indeed, was data cable 11, so that is accomplished, and I'll put cap on tape on J704 and keep moving.
From Station 2 for a cycle pick, looking for your go in Step 7.
Houston on 2, you have our go for both your pink and purple procedures. Additionally, have a couple other messages for you if you have a moment.
Happy go for both pink and purple. Delightful, and I'm ready to copy.
Okay. First is a question on, I don't know if you've seen it in your email, but we wanted to ask if you were still interested in having your conference with the suit engineers.
Happy to have a conference with them directly, and I can also check my email and reply directly that way, whichever they prefer.
Okay. Have a look at that email and let us know if you'd like to have that. Your call. The second item I have for you is regarding Mike's earlier question regarding Ziplocs. He mentioned not really seeing any. We had a look for any Ziploc stashes, and we were not successful in finding any. Our current recommendation is, while we figure out a better short to medium term solution, start keeping your Ziploc bags, because we don't currently see any more.
Okay, copy. Yeah, that is also what we saw, but wanted to check. So we will save up.
Zena Houston, back with you on 2. I think we got disconnected.
Hey, sorry about that. Copy. Regarding Ziploc bags, we will save our bags.
Copy. And then regarding Stowage Conference on Friday, we're happy to host that. Just let us know if you'd like to cancel or continue that. We don't have any topics, in other words.
Yeah, happy to let that team... Sorry, I stepped on you. What did you say?
I was just going to say we don't have any topics for that one.
Copy. In that case, very happy to let that team enjoy a little more holiday. And as always, feel free to reach out via email. We would love an update on how we're tracking with 633 packing. But that's the only question I had.
Cool. Well, the very last thing for you is we pulled the room down here, and we don't currently have any DPC topics, so we're considering canceling the USOS side of the DPC. Do you guys think you have anything for us?
Let me pull the team and see what they say. I'll get back to you in a minute.
Roger that. Thank you, Kenley.
Zena, I'm way over in the gym. I'd like to add real quick about the Ziplocs.
Mike Houston's with you.
Yeah, so just so that ISO and all the other stowage teams out there appreciate it, I think we have 2 36 by 36 inch Ziplocs and 0 24 inch by 24 inch Ziplocs, and we still have some smaller ones, but we are running low, and that's why we were asking if there was a warehouse of those. That usually that's where we get resupplies for our pantries, but it looks like we had a pantry without a warehouse.
That's a good readback, Mike. No warehouses on board that we're currently tracking.
Station 2, UPA filter and valve is in process, and the red hose is connected.
Copy, Zena. That's a good config.
And we've pulled the team, and we are good with canceling our USOS portion of evening DPC with a very, very happy New Year's Eve to everyone.
Absolutely. Consider it done, and a happy New Year's to you as well.
Thank you.
And household stations, face to ground 2.
And we're with you on 2. We see that you've wrapped it up. We'll call you Mike Flash Fink today.
I did that by, I don't say the shortcut, but I didn't follow the procedure exactly step by step. I didn't bubble wrap everything as we went along. I'm going to bubble wrap them now. It's a little bit more efficient to grab some bags, and I have the cap on tape here. So, but we still got to bubble wrap and pack everything. But I do think that the chamber is closed, and I initially did it in a similar pattern, but then I think you saw me redo it all in the pattern that you suggested. So I'm very sure that we are properly closed and somewhat decommissioned.
Well, we appreciate you sharing those efficiencies with us, and we'll try to incorporate them in the future.
No efficiencies, just efficiencies. I hope you said efficiency. Yeah, efficiency, but it's really efficiency.
Yes, that is what I said, but sorry. all the kids will appreciate your 6-7 there.
Yes, so the things that we do to try to maintain pace with the youth. Really quickly, I did want to say about the growth chamber and our plant habitat. We totally very much respect all of the effort that it went to have that experiment on board and the delight that it brought to many crews to growing new things. And I'm really sorry I missed the hatch peppers. I really do like hatch peppers that the crews even got to have a taste of. So we salute the science and engineering teams that made this experiment possible. And plant habitat, we hope hope to continue to send all the pieces and send it back home, and then have gardens and space someday, and gardens both for enjoyment and atmosphere revitalization, but also gardens for some tasty food, fresh food. So thank you, everyone.
We really appreciate those words, Mike. I know it's been an honor for me to be able to work with that facility over the years as well and watch everything that's grown and been tasted. I know the crews have really appreciated having fresh vegetables on board, and this will lead to even greater growth experiments to come.
Someday we'll have gardens like this on the moon and Mars. So this is definitely paving way for exploration and the future of humans in space. So thank you. It's been an honor and a pleasure.
Station 2 for NRAL, step 9.12.4.
Tina, Houston is with you on cue for NRAL. Go ahead.
Pressure probe reading 251.9. That was at 1853.
251.9 at 1853. Sounds good.
So station on space ground 2 for question on food consolidation.
Yeah, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
I'm on step 9.06, and this step is saying that moved above all 7 of them go to that dragon certain CTB. But I think there are some like a discrepancy. Right now I have 8 ops instead of 7. And some of the like above number is a little bit different from the IMS and also the EDR content. So I just want to confirm that which is correct. And if it's okay, I'd like to just write a note, what kind of content is inside this 4.0 CTB 5134, and put all of them, 4.0 CTB, the destination location, Dragon.
Copy, Alchemia. We appreciate the info. That's helpful. We are go for your plan.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. So I'm going to store all the items into Dragon serial number 4.0 CTB 5080. Like crew notes or like crew comments.
Copy that. 5080. That sounds good to us.
Yeah, Houston, this is the International Space Station. We were wondering if you were awake.
Station, this is Houston. We are wide awake and happy that you are awake.
Maybe not for long, but we realize it's turning into almost midnight there in Houston, also in Huntsville. And so we're hoping to have a message for Houston and Huntsville and Munich and Scuba. If anybody's there, we have a few words.
We're all ears.
Well, 2025 was pretty amazing, and we're looking forward to sharing 2026 with all of you. So our message from here aboard the International Space Station is to all our friends and all the mission controls across the world, and that includes you too, Huntsville. Happy New Year from Expedition 74. Thank you for the skill, the dedication, the teamwork that keep the station flying every day, and it's an honor for us to explore on behalf of humanity with you, and because you're with us and beside us. Wishing you all a great year ahead. Your thinking, steady progress, many successes. Happy 2026.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I know we're about to hit an LOS, but thank you so much to all of our mission control support. Happy New Year.
Great working with you guys. We really appreciate everything. Have a wonderful, happy, happy New Year.
Thank you all for the kind words. It is very much appreciated down here by all of us. And 20 seconds to the LOS, I'll send you off with we thank you guys as well for your support up there with your family, crewmates in orbit, obviously sacrificing not being able to be down here with your families on Earth. And for my crew 11 compatriots, that time is coming sooner than we all thought it would. But we're looking forward to seeing you all down on the deck here.